You're listening to Rock Bottom Radio, broadcasting from deep in the Turfnet Zone. Here's your host, Randy Wilson.
Hello, this is Rock Bottom Radio, coming to you from Rock Bottom Country Club, deep in the Turfnet Zone. We're sponsored by DryJack, the most brilliant method ever devised for managing golf greens, along with Turfnet, the actual leader in modern golf operations communication. Also, don't forget to check out books from Randy Rock Bottom Wilson, available on Amazon, because books are TV for smart people. Today's message is, We tried to warn us. But before I get into that, I have to tell you about AI. See, I've been so busy lately that I just didn't have time to write a radio show. So I decided to try this ChatGBB thing, and I told it, look, I just need a radio script about our golf course. It's called Rock Bottom, and it's run entirely by morons and one crazy, violent old lady. It didn't take long before this Skynet app was calling me names and telling me it was going to report me to the plagiarism authorities. And it said I would never win a social media award because I was obviously hostile towards social media. And I said, duh. I tried to explain to this app that social media makes us stupid and it's designed to be addictive. And if anybody in golf is promoting stuff like awards for social media, then they're either completely unaware of the realities involved in supporting stuff invented by Chinese communist intel units, or they're just morons. And that's when my entire script vanished. It just totally deleted itself. By the way, it's not really AI, because AI would be C-3PO, a sentient being capable of thinking on its own. And if that's the case, and you bought an actual AI robot greens mower or spray rig, then it doesn't need you then, does it? No, what they're calling AI is just complex algorithms written by hyper nerds, you know, the guys we picked on in gym class. And if we allow actual AI to get a foothold in golf, there will be no superintendents. Just tech nerds who show up to fix things they've programmed to malfunction occasionally so they can still have a job. There. Now I've warned us. So be careful at the big show, especially when somebody says AI or social media award or try this app. Here's another warning. For over 23 years, the Mad Golf Prophet has been frantically warning golf regarding water use. We tried to warn us that no matter how much we cut back in actual water usage, it would not matter if we didn't take control of our water use image. We needed to appear as longtime radicals in water saving, not just careful stewards of the water, because the BFLs, the folks with control of the narrative, will always have the upper hand. Look at recent areas where the BFLs have swayed the public into believing them.
Wait, what's a BFL?
Big fat liars. You know, the sickness industry, the carbon alarmists, the war freaks, the social manipulators, those people. Listen, folks, I know what I'm talking about. I worked in the worst kind of PSYOP, where we use mental manipulation at a level...
You talking about when you worked for Four PSYOPs Group?
No, I was referring to when I produced used car commercials. Anyway, I know and understand propaganda. We have failed to use it for truth, justice, and golf.
I don't get it. What are you going on about?
Recently at a gathering in the Coachella Valley.
I've always wanted to go to that, on account of missing Woodstock and all.
Not that Coachella. I'm talking about the recent whoop-de-doo where golf got told we have to do better in terms of water use, especially in a desert. Truth is, in real terms, we've been making huge advances in water conservation for years. Ever since 2014, we've been installing TIFTUF, a Bermuda that needs just about no water at all. But did we tell the public? No. Did we educate the golfer that lush, fat-bladed golf is not the ideal? No, we just kept letting the golfer have his way because he threatened to take his money elsewhere. We should have united together and held tough. But the golfing public's favorite golf course is so soaked in water and turf steroids, nobody says anything in defense of the average course. They just worship the Holy Grail course. All the while, key people in golf deny the syndrome actually exists.
Well, that's because they didn't think of it.
What if only the richest football teams were allowed to use all the steroids they want, but the average teams could not? Who would win?
So you're telling me that we had years... decades to present an image of golf as the protectors of water, and instead we let the green rads and the alarmists and Greta take the higher ground.
This is what I'm saying. We have been smacked upside the head as water hogs. And the folks entrusted to handle that very thing have been caught sleeping on the job. So you know what comes after that?
Well, I would say ass whoopings, but judging from all them pink-haired sissy boys running around.
What comes next is vandalism much worse than throwing tomato juice on a painting or gluing themselves to a road. The crazies have been gifted with a holy crusade, and those are typically the most dangerous types. You know, the ones unafraid to do moron stuff.
So what do we do?
Well, those folks that brag about how much they do for golf with all their talk about lobbying and winning over politicians, they might actually want to do something with a little more oomph in the message. Like, not just claim how wonderful they are, but to go on the offensive. Fight back. Portray the alarmists as do-nothings while we do a great deal towards solving the problems. For instance, look at what Mark Hoban and Chris Cupid have been doing for years at Rivermont. They present a powerful local image by bringing in the neighbors and the kids to see how a golf course really works. They explain how Rivermont not only conserves water, but filters it before it goes back into the water supply for Atlanta. They pursue very low input practices and positive wildlife management, like bird habitats and butterflies and bees and beavers, and they don't just do it, they get the message out. They go on radio shows and make sure everyone knows what's happening down in Rivermont. Chris and Mark got ahead of the story, while a couple of the alphabets just sat around handing out awards to each other.
All right then, but what about the superintendents? What else can they do?
Unite. Together we could force-feed the message to golfers like a bunch of foie gras geese. If we were united and didn't have that one course cheating on the rest of us, the golfers would learn and accept drier, more rugged, less artificial standards.
You know, I think you're full of...
Maybe. But just say we took steps like, well, remember that Cornell study that said quick couplers were the most efficient way to save water? Not a lot of water gets out that way, mostly because it's a lot of trouble to QC every night, unlike the ease of pushing a few buttons on a phone. When it's quick couplers, you tend to water down the middle rather than every square inch. Bunker faces and tee surrounds. And down the middle is where the real game of golf is played. Because if you're irrigating the rough and real mowing it, well, then it's not rough, is it? It's just tall fairway.
I know one thing has been consistent for 23 years. You're still way over the edge.
But I know where the edge is, unlike some folks.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm Count von Numskull, the master of the future. And I would like to sprechen mit dem Mama.
That's me. And we ain't buying nothing.
Especially not some shiny-headed foreign-talking salesman.
Shut up, Cletus.
You misunderstand. I simply want to rent your meeting facilities.
For what? I don't put up with no foolishness like scantily clad.
Nein, I represent the World Global Golf Forum. And we need a place to meet, especially since Davos and Orlando were already taken.
How much are we talking about here, Count Numskull?
Numskull. Count von Numskull. How does $35 a day sound? Plus, we will pay for shuttle service from the airport. You have shuttle service, y'all?
Yeah, Cletus drives the short school bus for the federal prison. He can come get y'all.
Sehr gut. Also, we will need beer. Lots of beer. Und bratwurst. But only the good beer, verstehen? Und we will need an accordion player und a keynote speaker. Do you have somebody with exceptional intelligence und charismatic presence able to win over the peasants?
Ain't been no pheasants around here for years.
I play the accordion, and Liddell is our in-house keynote speaker. Hey, Liddell, come in here and say something smart. Use that philosophy degree we spent so much money on.
Okay. How about, I need some new conspiracy theories, because all mine done come true.
Nein, do you have anything else?
When I was a kid, we didn't have no internet. Folks had to walk for miles to call me an idiot.
Ausgezeichnet. Precisely what we need. Here, study these topics and prepare a speech. We are willing to pay $25 and a six-pack of bratwurst.
That's a deal.
We will be here next October, yeah?
You bet.
Auf Wiedersehen.
What topics does he want you to speak on?
Let's see here. He says golf must stop applying pesticides.
To reduce our carbon footprint?
No, says we should eat them bugs instead of spraying them.
I ain't eating no mole crickets. That tastes like sewer water.
Hey, who's that bald-headed guy wearing the Darth Vader outfit?
Count von Numskull, the master of the future.
Really? Wonder where he got a Vermach staff car.
He said we're gonna have to eat bugs. And that ain't all. Read this.
The following topics will be addressed at the annual meeting of the World Global Golf Forum.
He didn't say it like that. It was more like a the World Global Golf Forum.
Oh. The World Global Golf Forum. Okay, topic one, no more pesticides. We have to eat the very bugs we're slaughtering.
I ain't a grasshopper once. Got caught in my throat.
Topic two, golf courses must stop the climate-destroying practice of aerifying. We need to conserve oxygen, not shove it down in the ground.
You reckon these folks might just be plain everyday buffoons?
Yep. Number 3, in Holland, the government was forced to seize farms from farmers who refused to stop using nitrogen fertilizers and growing food. To avoid that happening here, we must find other less destructive ways to enrich the soil. One way would be to soak fairways and greens in blood, preferably from elderly chorus workers and salesmen.
We're way ahead of them on the salesman thing.
4, all golf vehicles will be electric, regardless of the huge amounts of coal and oil it takes to produce said electricity. You know, they don't even mention that 84% of electricity is produced by coal and natural gas and oil.
But electricity is safe.
Yeah, like the lithium-ion batteries that catch fire and explode when exposed to water and oxygen.
Well, it does say here that the crew and the golfers got to wear fireproof uniforms, and the crew will need comfortable shoes for the long walk back to the shop.
Also, since Gen Z can't read maps, we have to ensure they have audible GPS directions to find their way back. Oh, this is interesting. The 40,000 gallons of water needed to extinguish modern electric battery fires, as opposed to several hundred needed just for an internal combustion engine, that water will be recycled into spray tank mixtures and doesn't matter about the effects on the turf.
That's enough. I'm calling Future Master and canceling their event.
Wait, there's one more. The number of golf courses will be reduced to 500 worldwide, and anyone who disagrees with this shall be convicted of mean speech and beaten with a frozen bratwurst. Oh, and Mama, you'll have to wear a, what's that word?
Looks like a dirndl.
What do you reckon that is?
When do they want to hold this event?
October.
And they want beer, bratwurst, and an accordion player?
Yeah.
Well, this ain't the World Global or Golf Forum. This is Oktoberfest. Mama has to wear a dirndl and serve beer.
We're going to have Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest!
You've been listening to Rock Bottom Radio, broadcasting from deep in the TurfNet zone. Subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher for future episodes.